Workers started to tear down a dilapidated grocery store and other buildings in that West Market Street complex last week. It's a victory for a group called the West Market Street Council, which has been pushing current owner Rajesh Kumar to divest and let something better and newer happen there. The city has locked up the property with numerous liens and fines until demolition. Arthur Haynes is the president of the West Market Street Council. Haynes says the demolition is progress toward reviving that area of the city.
This step frees up the property for us to be able to actually purchase the property to move the project forward. We've been held up on the purchase agreement because of the violations that have been on the property, city violations that are being taken care of with the landlord and city officials. But now that that's taken care of, that frees up, once the property is demolition, that'll free up all of those violations, and then that'll put the property in a position where we can actually make the purchase. And also, the actual demolition of Pop's Grocery is kind of symbolic to the entire community, because that plaza has pretty much been plagued with all kind of, bad press and bad, things that have happened in that plaza over the years. So just being able to tear that down and remove that from the community, that's going to be a good thing in itself.
Who is Antonio Perry, and why is he significant in this project and in your organization?
Antonio Perry, he's a good friend of mine that I grew up with here in town. He was shot and killed at Pop's Grocery back in 2002, I think Halloween evening, I believe, 2002. Like I said, we grew up together, went to school together, really good friend of mine. His younger brothers and sisters were still in the community, his mom still in the community, still close with them. I kind of consider them, kind of my family outside of my family, so it's real significant to be able to get rid of that place and, for them to be able to ride down Market Street, not have to look at that building and, not have to remember that tragic night.
Is Perry a symbol of something larger on the West Side?
You could say that. In a sense, he was kind of like a community Robin Hood. He was kind of like the guy who everyone in the community could always count on. He was always there to help out no matter what the need might have been. He was one of those guys who would, take the shirt off his back and give it to you if you needed it. He's a really good person, and he did a lot for a lot of people in the West Side community.
What are the next steps after the demolition?
We're going to negotiation with the owner to try to figure out a settlement amount for the property, and then we'll continue on the research and development stages for the best way to purchase the property and get the development completed.
Lay out the vision for that site. What do you hope it becomes?
We have envisioned a two-story nonprofit building that will house a grocery store, a full-service grocery store, and above that building there will be community resources, educational training sites, job training sites, things of that nature, also healthcare resources. And then there'll be a separate one-story building that will have the retail spaces. And those retail spaces, we have four businesses, local businesses that are interested in locating there. My business, Silverback Apparel Company, being one of those businesses. So we plan to open the grocery store as a nonprofit grocery store with no mortgage, no overhead. So we're currently raising the money to be able to open the grocery store so the store is sustainable.
And how are you coming on fundraising?
Well, the fundraising is basically been on cruise control with the whole COVID-19 pandemic. But we're gearing up to get a huge fundraising campaign going here in the near future. And also we have a community outreach campaign called Foodies to End the Food Desert, where we'll be hosting a number of community events to bring awareness to the project and to garner that community support. The project is estimated at $6 million, so at some point we're going to need $6 million. We don't really have a dollar amount on a goal amount to raise. We're just really looking at the overall project and what it's going to cost to complete the project in the whole.
Arthur Haynes is the president of the West Market Street Council, a group working to create new development at West Market and Howard Streets in Bloomington.